A.
1. You can borrow 2 books at a time. 1. You can borrow 2 books at a time.
2. The family usually have a nice talk at the dinner table. 2. The family usually have a nice talk at the dinner table.
3. Peter usually gets up early in the morning. 3. Peter usually gets up early in the morning.
4. My sister works hard as a nurse and takes good care of her patients. 4. My sister works hard as a nurse and takes good care of her patients.
5. The high buildings along the Bunds are a must-see for tourists. 5. The high buildings along the Bunds are a must-see for tourists.
6. My father stayed up late to complete his work report. 6. My father stayed up late to complete his work report.
B. 1. Excuse me, do you have any white t-shirts in size 38?
Sorry, they've been sold out.
Question. Where are they talking? 1. Excuse me, do you have any white t-shirts in size 38?
Sorry, they've been sold out.
Question. Where are they talking? 2. Look at your smile. What good news do you have?
I've got an interview for a manager's job with the television company.
Question. What job is the woman applying for? 2. Look at your smile. What good news do you have?
I've got an interview for a manager's job with the television company.
Question. What job is the woman applying for? 3. Is your classroom on the second floor?
No, it's on the fourth floor next to the language lab.
Where is the teacher's office then?
On the third floor near the reading room.
Question. Where is the language lab? 3. Is your classroom on the second floor?
No, it's on the fourth floor next to the language lab.
Where is the teacher's office then?
On the third floor near the reading room.
Question. Where is the language lab? 4. Where are you going on vacation this year?
As usual, Tom and I can't agree. So we might go to Canada or maybe Mexico. You know us, we always book at the last minute anyway.
Question. What do we learn about the woman and Tom? 4. Where are you going on vacation this year?
As usual, Tom and I can't agree. So we might go to Canada or maybe Mexico. You know us, we always book at the last minute anyway.
Question. What do we learn about the woman and Tom?
5. Let's hurry or we'll be late for the film.
What time is it now?
4 o'clock. There is half an hour left.
I see. Let's take a taxi there and we'll probably get to the cinema at 4:15.
Question. When will the film begin? 5. Let's hurry or we'll be late for the film.
What time is it now?
4 o'clock. There is half an hour left.
I see. Let's take a taxi there. And we'll probably get to the cinema at 4:15.
Question. When will the film begin?
6. What's wrong, Taylor?
I'm tired. I'm making candles at home. It's not easy. Do you make things, Jack?
Yes. I make soap. I just made some last night. I make soap every December. Then I give it to my friend. Here, have some.
Thank you. What a great present.
Question. What did Jack do last night? 6. What's wrong, Taylor?
I'm tired. I'm making candles at home. It's not easy. Do you make things, Jack?
Yes. I make soap. I just made some last night. I make soap every December. Then I give it to my friend. Here, have some.
Thank you. What a great present.
Question. What did Jack do last night? 7. Will you stay for dinner with us, Anne?
Thank you, Dick, but I have to do some shopping and prepare supper for the family. My brother Tom is young and my parents are busy.
Question. Why can't Anne stay for dinner? 7. Will you stay for dinner with us, Anne?
Thank you, Dick, but I have to do some shopping and prepare supper for the family. My brother Tom is young and my parents are busy.
Question. Why can't Anne stay for dinner? 8. I need to talk to someone who knows New York well. I'm told you lived there.
Oh, but I was really young at the time.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. I need to talk to someone who knows New York well. I'm told you lived there.
Oh, but I was really young at the time.
Question. What does the woman mean?
C. Two young men were going out to make a living. Tom bought a ticket to New York. Tim had a ticket to Boston. When they got to the station, they heard that New Yorkers were very cold and valued money very much, while the people in Boston were simple and they showed pity on those who slept in the streets. Tom thought it was better to go to Boston. Even if I can't make any money, I will not die of hunger. Tim felt New York was better because a man could even earn money by leading the way for others. If I had got on that train to Boston, I would have lost the opportunities to make a fortune. At last, they exchanged their tickets. Tom found Boston was really good. Though he had no job for more than a month, he still had something to eat in big supermarkets without any payment. Tim found he could make money everywhere in New York. With his hard work, he became a rich man several years later. Tim once had a trip to Boston. When he walked along a street, he saw a hand reaching for money on the roadside. He stopped and looked at him carefully. The hand was just Tom's. C. Two young men were going out to make a living. Tom bought a ticket to New York. Tim had a ticket to Boston. When they got to the station, they heard that New Yorkers were very cold and valued money very much, while the people in Boston were simple and they showed pity on those who slept in the streets. Tom thought it was better to go to Boston. Even if I can't make any money, I will not die of hunger. Tim felt New York was better because a man could even earn money by leading the way for others. If I had got on that train to Boston, I would have lost the opportunities to make a fortune. At last, they exchanged their tickets. Tom found Boston was really good. Though he had no job for more than a month, he still had something to eat in big supermarkets without any payment. Tim found he could make money everywhere in New York. With his hard work, he became a rich man several years later. Tim once had a trip to Boston. When he walked along a street, he saw a hand reaching for money on the roadside. He stopped and looked at him carefully. The hand was just Tom's.
D. Sam is a dog who lives in Maryland, US. But he is also a painter, and some of his paintings have sold for $1,700. Sam has a special way of painting. He holds a paintbrush in his mouth to paint. Mary,
that'll bother.
Sam's owner, said Sam loves painting and can do it for hours. He loves to work in different colors. He paints his paintings with dark colors first and then moves on to lighter ones, she said. Mary, the owner of a dog service center, took in 6-year-old Sam 4 years ago. She came up with the idea of teaching Sam to paint after seeing reports about animal painters. I saw dolphins paint and elephants paint, so I thought, why not a dog? Now the money from the dog's art sales helps to keep the dog service center open. Sam's paintings have been on show at New York galleries these days. Art lovers have come from far away just to buy his work, Mary said. We even had one woman who bought her dog one of Sam's paintings as a birthday present. D. Sam is a dog who lives in Maryland, US. But he is also a painter, and some of his paintings have sold for $1,700. Sam has a special way of painting. He holds a paintbrush in his mouth to paint. Mary,
that'll bug her.
Sam's owner, said Sam loves painting and can do it for hours. He loves to work in different colors. He paints his paintings with dark colors first and then moves on to lighter ones, she said. Mary, the owner of a dog service center, took in 6-year-old Sam 4 years ago. She came up with the idea of teaching Sam to paint after seeing reports about animal painters. I saw dolphins paint and elephants paint, so I thought, why not a dog? Now the money from the dog's art sales helps to keep the dog service center open. Sam's paintings have been on show at New York galleries these days. Art lovers have come from far away just to buy his work, Mary said. We even had one woman who bought her dog one of Sam's paintings as a birthday present.